where we put our fears. There's very little to see now but row after row after row of foundations, a procession of rectangles angling down a long slope towards where there once stood a front gate. If you get there in June, the whole expanse will be awash in wildflowers, a bright yellow smiley face on a place you can't help but grimace to remember. Amachi Relocation Camp is much bigger than you can imagine, but it had to be to hold 10,000 Japanese Americans, neighbors we believe, the rest of us, too vulnerable in their ethnic and racial past to side with the U.S. of A. after the horror at Pearl Harbor. After all, some of them still spoke Japanese. So we built camps, 10 of them. We transformed racetracks and other wide open spaces, surrounded them with fences, and filled them with Japanese Americans. If some morning you stand on the broad grounds of what's still there at Camp Amachi, just outside of Granada, Colorado, if you look up and down the rows of the foundations, you can still feel some animosity, hate-generated fear that must have arisen. I am for the immediate removal of every Japanese on the West Coast to a point deep in the interior. I don't mean a nice part of the interior either. Herd them up, pack them off, and give them the inside room of the Badlands. Personally, I hate the Japanese, and that goes for all of them. So wrote newspaper columnist Henry McLemore. And there were other reasons as well, selfish reasons. We're charged with wanting to get rid of the Japs for selfish reasons. Well, we do. It's a question of whether the white man lives in the Pacific Coast or the brown man. They came into this valley to work and they stayed to take over. If all the Japs were removed tomorrow, we'd never miss them in 2 weeks because white farmers can take over and produce everything the Japs grow. And we do not want them back when the war ends either. Those are the words of the head of a California Agricultural Association in the Saturday Evening Post, 1942. Hundreds of rudely constructed barracks once stood here, enough for 10,000 men and women and kids who'd been living all up and down the West Coast, all of them herded to places like this by howling fear fanned into racial hatred. Most of what was here is gone now, 75 years later. But the absence of people has not emptied the place of voices, especially if you're alone. Once upon a time, the place was a city. Once, thousands crowded into its mess halls, worked its gardens, created its newspaper, maintained a Great Plains village that became, for better or for worse, a home. Babies were born here. Men and women died on ground beneath your feet and are buried in its sanctuary cemetery, a place you can still visit. Camp Amachi once was flourishing, if a people can be said to flourish in a prison. To call Amachi Relocation Camp a concentration camp may well go too far. It wasn't an American Auschwitz. What's still there in the landscape was never created simply to kill human beings. Still, the images all around you are stunningly reminiscent of black and white photos we've all seen from Germany and Poland. And if you stand there at Camp Amachi, even for a few minutes, the prairie winds all around will whisper in voices that tell you with a vividness that's extraordinary how very easy it is for all of us to be fearful enough to sentence those we don't trust to life beyond a wall, any wall, even walls that will never be seen. For the record, you'll find Camp Amachi just a hop, skip, and a jump from the Santa Fe Trail, the domain of Kit Carson and a host of Western heroes. What could be more American than the way west on the Santa Fe Trail? Strangely enough, that's where you'll find it.